from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. All six Timmins Council members who served last term lined up against the three newcomers last night on a vote concerning construction of a new Golden Manor long-term care home. Councillors Steve Black, Lauren Feldman, and Bill Gvozdanovic wanted to delay a construction management agreement with a construction company, citing concerns about transparency and possible cost overruns. Other councillors pointed out that the project has already been in the works for 8 years and recently announced extra funding from the province is contingent on construction beginning by August. Councillor Corey Robbins said he appreciates the trio's concerns and qualified that statement.
So if we keep this discussion of like, let's just kick it down the road 6 more months, let's just kick it down the road 6 more months, I'm not sure that we'll ever get it done.
Robin added that it's time to stop talking in circles and get the project done. The 106-year-old Timmins Transit Terminal on Spruce Street is about to undergo renovations inside that City Public Works Director Ken Kersell says are due. The former train station has been city property since 2011. Kersell says the design for the renovations allows for further work should Ontario Northland ever vacate the space it rents.
We were assuming that at some point in time, if the new rail terminal comes to Porcupine, that they might relocate, but nothing's been confirmed to us on that.
The renovation cost will be covered by government infrastructure funding and the portion of the gas tax the city receives. Both senior levels of government are releasing more money to municipal transit systems to help them recover from the effects of the pandemic. What's called the Safe Restart Agreement is providing up to $505 million across the country. Timmins' cut of that is $233,000. At least two of the big five banks have raised their own prime interest rates already, a few hours after the Bank of Canada raised its rate for the seventh month in a row. It bumped it up 50 basis points to 4.25%, the highest it's been since 2008. The inflation rate remains high at 6.9%. The central bank's target is 2%, which is why it's raising interest rates to tamp down inflation. It does not rule out further increases, but will be watching how interest rates slow demand, global supply challenges, and whether inflation and rising prices are cooling. The next rate announcement will be in late January. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.